Rebbe called an alibi. An alibi tonight. I was learning with the Holy Rebbe of Yishalim and Shlita. The guy in the Adir. I saw yesterday he took care of the shul of the Shal Shuris. He set up, he cleaned up. It was a living Musa Sefer. Came to Shal Shuris yesterday, Erev Rosh Chodesh Elul, to see a dugma. A dugma of what it means, Elul. Elul. Ani li doidi vidoidi li. That's a very nice thing to say. I'm touched. Only a person with a greater heart would even think like that, to say such a thing like that. That's a very, very beautiful thing that you just said. Hashem should reward you. Hashem should give you tremendous bracha. Just a gilui, the Baruch Shalom should see and bring the Yeshua. Weiter. Aber nicht da kosher ist wenn nicht da kosher ist is really nicht kosher wir tell them schon lulf kaufen so rasch wir kaufen so wir roisch gewalt garage kaufen so roisch kaufen ka agmol dum dem muss ich gaben mir das gaben da zocken schroischen schachin und kifufen lamata azocken the azocken an old man whose their heads are bent over and they're bent towards the ground next kavots was meint wird kavots rashi kavots shiyotzen beshedo shloi uktsin kimin kutzen kavots means the top of the wolf has spikes. Spikes coming out. If you have the illustrations, you have over here a picture. Now I'm going to do now because there are so many pictures. I'm going to go on and take a picture. And I'm going to send it to you right now because there are so many pictures over here. It's not shaykh to live without all the pictures. So here we go. Okay, I took a picture. And we're going to send the picture to the Rebbe. To the Grois Rebbe. Rebbe Shaul Lehman is going to get a picture now. Lehman. Here we go. Gallery picture. Why is there a picture of a woman here? Who is this woman over here? My phone. All right, I send you the pictures. You see, Tumuna Aleph. Tumuna Aleph shows what it means, the kavutz. Das is a kavutz. Kavutz Rashi over here. Shiyotzin b'shedro shloi uktzin kimin kutzin. Koitzin, koitz. Next is Okum. Kavutz Soduk. Soduk means split. Okay, what is we have a picture over here? Is there any rash in the word? So there's no rash over here at Soduk. Ois Beis over here. Okay, they want to go show anything over there. There's no pictures over here. Next. Akum is bent. Rashi. Akum doimel lemagol. Rashi. Chodimil si. It's one case. Akum doimel lemagol. Possible. It's possible. It's bent. Okay, is there a picture over here? Over here. Let me see over here. Akum machmas kedom lemagol, gimel dalid. You're going to go v'yesh bechilik yedin b'neim. Kain ze beer b'vesif sif hamichdom. Shekum ze gidol v'ruchah. Okay, is there a picture over here? Bechilik yedin b'neim. Okay, I don't know picture. No picture. Vayta. Pasul. Akum dimel lemagol is pasul. Chorus is pasul. What is chorus? Rashi. Koshe shenase charoyos. It's very hard. It became charoyos. It became like a stick. Rashi kasha shenase charoyos shekin derech halulav olav. Its leaves noishrim bimos hagdashamim v'hashedra miskoshe v'naase eitz. So chodesh means it became rock hard. It became rock hard. Okay, that's when the shedra became hard and its leaves split. Tumuna dalet. Okay, on your illustration, look at the picture on dalet. You see a picture? So this basically means that, like, it became hard. It doesn't just mean hard, it means all the branches opened up. The way he explains it over here is it became koshesh nase choroyos, shken derech halulav all of its leaves noishrim, b'yimos agashamim, v'yashed miskoshe v'nase eitz. That's called choros. Picture dalet. Next. Pasul. All of these cases is kodutz, is kodut, kavot, soduk, okum, demil magol, pasul. Chorus is possible. Doimel l'chorus kosher. But let's say it's doimel l'chorus, Rashi. What does it mean, doimel l'chorus? His hischil is kosher. The adayin lo nase eitz. It only began the process, but did not yet come to an hey. If you look in the picture, okay, the picture is a very vague picture. It's beginning to open up. Beginning to open up weiter. No, it looks like a shiloh. Yeah, let's say you have tefillin. So everyone saw this. If you have tefillin, and the batim are not the four compartments of the tefillah shel rosh, they begin to open up. Okay, the glue, the whole shiloh can use glue. Now use glue. They need to be repressed. But in the meantime, until you get them fixed one way or another, the batim are basically, it's not a square because the four compartments have opened up. So Sefer told me that it's kosher. Because since if you would theoretically push the compartments together, it would be a perfect square, even though now the glue or whatever it is, it opened up and it's spreading out, it's okay. It's mamish the case of choros, doimel choros. But the tzilin, that's mamish over here, even though the branch over there opening up, getting a little bit hard, it's getting a shtickle hard, and they're beginning to open up, and they're not going to close naturally, it's okay. It's only it's not yet reached a stage of a shinui. It's not yet called yavesh. It's not still called hodar. I guess all of the different opinions of what is the psul of yavesh. Is it a din of hodar? Is it a din that it's not a lulav? I'll let you say this. We learned from yesterday. Today's the vital one. Fine. Hot doymel luchar was kosher. Amar papa the ovid kihimnik. Akum, Rapapa is going back on Sodok. Rapapa is coming to be Maz. What does it mean, Sodok? Split. It's a very big katsugya. So Rapapa says, Hadiktani Sodok, Pasul, Lav Shinistuku Roshe Olin Oshedra. It does not mean, like what we say today, it's split. Imamish doesn't mean that. The tips, the Roshei Olim Oishedra, the spine split. Now notice Rashi says the Roshei, which seems to mean all of them, not just the Tiyomis, the center leaf. All of the leaves, doesn't say that. But rather the Ovid Kihimnik. Rashi, what's Kihimnik? Oh, the Ovid Kihimnik. Notice that Rashi has two words. The Gemara says Kihimnik has one word, Rashi has two words. On the side of the Gemara, is Aleph. It doesn't change the gears, it just explains. And the Sardim was who Kli Hosu by Shnei Roshim, Vechen Lulav Shashnei Ha Hutsin Hoel Yoinim, Shane Hatiyamis, Im Nifridu Zem Yzem. Okay, so this is the big Shiloh. What does it mean? This is the big Shiloh. What exactly does it tie to the word Kihimnik? Himnik is some type of a knife that the tip of the knife it splits into two blades. Now, the Himnik, it may very well be that. It splits in a certain direction. But is that really what the Gemara needs? Does the Gemara over here come and tell you over here that it has to split in different directions? Or is it just enough that it splits? Rashi says, okay, Himnik, there's a word here which I don't know what that word is. Shel Barzel. Shel Soifrin. Okay, people who make books. People who bind book binders. Isn't he the guy who's an expert in wine? Why is a book binder a baki in Yayin? He should be a baki in svarim. Vaitam. Shel barzel v'shel sefer sheyesh lo shnei roshim v'roshay echad mifutzol. Okay, this is a certain type of utensil of binders, and it has two. The tip has two sides, and one head is split. Kach gadal halulav kimin shtei shedrois. They write it kimin shtei. Now this week's parasha, last week's parasha, yesterday was what was. Hashisua. Rashi says, why was this parasha repeated? Because of the ra'ah by the birds and because of the hashisua by the animals. What is the hashisua? The shisua, so there, I think Rashi says it has two spines. And here we have the lulav also has two spines. Kach kod lulav kimin shtei shedois. Machtzis olav olin. Okay, so let me go look at the better picture book. Okay, let me go look at the better picture book. No, the really fancy one. The coloring book. It's too bad I've got my crayons at home. Alright, let's see what we have over here in this. Today is the Aflamed Beis. Lev. What's the pasuk? Lev chacham limina. I was thinking another pasuk. Lev chacham limina. Lev ksila smila. Is that a pasuk? Another pasuk. Someone once asked me, finish the pasuk. Vihoir shushan. Finish the pasuk. So I said right away, Navoicha. So he says, that's your problem. If you're a happy person, you would say, Tzohalo v'samecha. It's a Freudian slip, it's a test. You say to a person, finish the pasuk. Vihoir shushan. What's the next thing you're going to say? A person that's always besimcha will say, Tzohalo v'samecha. A person that's a miserable person is going to say, Navoicha. So today is Daf Lamed Beis. It's Elul, Rosh Chodesh Elul. A chosid says that. A litvak says it's Yudke Vavke. Right? Elul, no. How do you get Yudke Vavke out of El? Soifet Havis? I don't remember that. I don't remember. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. I don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, well, yes, they have really good pictures. They have really great pictures. This is no joke here. Let me right away send it to you. Remote learning. Look at the advantages of remote learning. You can send a picture to the Chavrusa Learning in Kalamazoo. Let me do it this way. It's much easier to do it this way. Okay, I'm sending you some pictures now. There's one picture. Here's going to be another picture.
Nice, very nice.
Okay. Wow, so many pictures. Look at this. It's Mamisha Yom Tov today. Even on Sesame Street, they don't have so many pictures. All right, we have enough to work with for now. Let's take a look over here. Okay, so over here, Rashi over here says this thing called a hymnic. I'm gonna pop up the other hymnic. What's called the hymnic? Rashi over here says this is a tool. The Rashi over here. Let's look at the picture. Picture. Okay, let's start. There are a lot of pictures over here. A lot of chidushim over here. Dov Kimnik. Okay, picture number 373. It's the top picture. It's the second page. Okay, the first page already. That's already. It's done. We're done with that. I'm now on the next page. If you look on the very top, it's page 373. The Ovid Kehimnik Leperish Rashi. Sheyesh Lo Shnei Roshim. V'Rosh Yechad Mifutzal. The top is split. Kach gadol halulav kimin shtei shedrois, there are two shedrois, machtes olu lakan, and machtes olu lakan. So he is learning pshat. He is learning pshat of kehimnik. This is very important words. This is the way it grew. From Rashi it's mashma that if it's split later on, it's not a problem. This is the way the lulav grew. It grew in such a way where the top portion of the lulav, it's also a very significant split. It's the shedra. The shedra itself came out split. And it grew into two different branches. Now, he shows on the left side the Ritva, the Haran, the Ovid Kehimnik, the Perish Ritva, the Haran. Okay, I don't know, he's not really explaining over here what's going on over here. Maybe, I don't know what he's saying. Okay, next picture, Ovid Kehimnik, Kesha Koitzim, this is the Shema Chazonish. Kesha Koitzim Ma'al Ha'ola. When the Koitzim Ma'al Ha'ola, the leaf, Nasu Kehimnik, Halul of Kosher. Okay, I don't know what this refers to. The Ovid Kehimnik, Sheesh Revach, Bain Ha'olim, Af Einim Poinim Litzdadim, Ein Zekinim Kashoy. So basically, according to Rashi, Rashi learns that a hymnic is not this Tiyomis. A hymnic is where half of the branch of the leaves on one side go in one direction, and the other half of the leaves on the other side go in the opposite direction. We are much more familiar, Lacha L'maisa, as Nistak, meaning the Tiyomis, which the Gemara will say soon. But according to Rashi, a hymnic means there's something fundamentally wrong. It's not a little thing that you need a magnifying glass, a loop, to inspect the top of the lulav. You don't need nothing. You look at the lulav, it would never even get into the box. What Rashi calls kehimnik, they wouldn't bother putting into the box altogether. Next.
It sounds like a lot of the issues that we have today with our lulav are minor compared to this stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's impossible to find the possible lulav today, you should know. You go into a store today, it's almost impossible to find a possible lulav. Okay, fine. Dov kimnik. Next. Akum doimil lamagal. Unless someone deliberately takes the middle of the tiyomis and rips it down the head, down the middle, then of course. But with their klal, they're not usually split roif. Okay, right. Dov kimnik. Next. Akum doimil lamagal. When we learned before, akum doimil lamagal. What does that mean over here before? When it's bent like a magal. I'm revoloy. I'm a little funaf. Only when it is bent. Lifanov, frontwards, then it's no good. Avol achora, but let's say it bends backwards. Briyasihi, that's num. That's the new way it grows. Rashi says ela laachorav shenekam litzad shedra. It's nekam towards the spine. That is okay. I'm sorry. That is good. Fine. Now. Look at the picture. Here's the picture. No, there's no picture. I can't believe this. They have 100 pictures for him. You can hear they have no picture altogether. Unbelievable. All right, weiter. Next, Amram Nachman. Litzdodin kilufanov. Let's say it's bent to the side. No good. Kilafanov, it's like going forward, it's no good. I mean, it's no good. The Amrul, but some disagree, they say, Kilachadav, it's going to be good. Everyone agrees that if it's bent forward, it's no good. If it's bent upwards towards you, which Rashi says, Litzad, towards the Shedra, which I'm not so clear what that means, it's kosher. And we have Machlaikis, two different opinions if it's Litzadav. Next, Vyamarava, Hai Lulava, the Solik, the Chad Hutza. Bal mumhu upasul. Did I see anything over here? No. Let's see the Rashi. Rashi says that the mulfan of tzad should connect the shedra. Shedra zehu tzad osu keshedra. The shedra zehu tzad osu keshedra shal behema shatzala ois vachulias mechubadim ba mikan. Rashi over here is coming to define for you after all of this. After we finish the Gemara, Rashi first says, "Let me tell you what a shedra is. Let me define." The shedra of a lulav is no different than the shedra of an animal. The spinal column, what is the godless of the shedra of an animal? It is from there the ribs branch. Likewise, a lulav, the leaves branch off the shedra. Rashi is telling us that a lulav is like an animal, like a carbon. Usamachtem, usmashem lekechem. When you eat ein simcha, ela bebasar shlamim. You hear the vart? We know the halach is the samach b'chagecha ein simcha el abas. What kind of abas? Abas are shalomim. B'zman hazeh it's shaykh on yom. For there to be the simcha, no. Because b'zman hazeh, even though we have basar, we don't have basar shalomim. It says u'samachta by basar, and it says v'samachta by the dalad minim. And Rashi is telling us, a lulav is doyme to a behema, and a behema has a shedra, and from the shedra it branches out the tzlois, the ribs. The lulav has a shedra, and from the shedra branches out the tzlois. So it's the makom a carbon. You do tenufa. When you wave the lulav, you're really doing tenufa, the chazev ashoik. The chazev ashoik, you're doing a tenufa with the lulav. Milafanav, litzachig lulav shedra, zeu tzachu osli keshedra, shal behema, shahat tzlois, vachulios, michubodim ba mikan, the emtsa'ah cholok, the center is smooth. The oil kemach and it goes like a stick. You ever go into the lulav store, Arab Sukkot, these guys are holding the lulav all the way up and they're giving you a look if it's perfectly straight. Here it is, Vaita. Next Gemara. The Amarava, Hai Lulav, the Sulag Lachachutza, Rash, and Tulachachutza, Shakol Olav Mitzadech. Unless you have a lulav that has a deformity, it is a mutation. All of the leaves have come forth on one side of the shedra. What is the halacha? It's a balmum. the Sivach Baal Momhu, the Gemara here is shocking. The Gemara here is using the same terminology as an animal, as a medaber, as a chai or a medaber. How could you say about a tzemeach? It's a shocking thing. Each of the dalid things, there's the doimim, the tzemeach, the chai, the medaber, the doimim, tzemeach, chai, medaber. Each one has its unique terminology. And here the Gemara is taking the terminology that is used regarding a chai and applying it to a tzemeach. Here, and we're using the terminology of a shedra, we're comparing it to an animal, and the Gemara is saying that it's a baal mum. The Vodim Megav. The Sivach HaKhutza Shekhol Olav Mitzad Echad Ki Chufyo. So what is Halacha? So no, that's next to the Gemara. Who the apostle? Okay, next Halacha. Nifritzu of, let's say the leaves fall off. So Amara Papa Nifritzu the Avid Ki Chufyo.
The leaves from where?
The lulav. I said the word nifritzu. Is that the right word? Let's see Rashi. If the leaves, they're nifritzu. Nifritzu, that means that they're like they're detached. No, I'm not sure. What does it mean nifritzu? Nifritzu means they're not detached. Right, doesn't mean they're detached. It means they're like dangling. They've been loosened too much. Yeah. What? You have a translation of the word nifritzu. Nifritzu. Let's see. Amar Papa nifritzu the avid ki chufya. Chufya is a broom. Shabo, it's a broom. You know, it's so funny. I came to Shiva today, try to get a very early to go to Shchodesh. I come there. I was like a shtickle late, you know, maybe 2 minutes late. And the Mashkiach, he was walking out of the base medrash holding in his hand a sweeper, a broom and a sweeper. And I took it from him. And I said, how could you, the Mashkiach, be holding like this? I took it out of his, I tried to grab, he didn't let me. He told me, he told me that whatever, the janitor just left it there, whatever. He took it, it's not Bakov, it's been the base medrash. And here we come tonight, and here it talks about Mamish, the image I saw this morning. What are the chances that the first thing this morning I would see a broom, walking through the base medrash, I see a broom and a sweeper, and here's the Mashiach. And here we come to the lulav, Abba Papa, Nifritzu Da'avid Ki Chufya, like a broom. Rashi says, Shaboy mechabdin es abayis. You sweep out the house. The oisin oisa me'olin shalulav. They make the lulav hatulusha me'asher that is separate from the tulusha of oidin mechen harbe bayachad. There is what's it called when you marry after your last child? You marry after the last child. Is a Yiddish word. What's it called? It's a very important thing. Yeah. I'm telling you. It's a very important thing that comes from this. What is it called? There's a Yiddish term. When you marry off your last child, you do a dance with a broom.
The bazinical.
What?
The bazinical.
The bazinical?
The bazinical. You do a special thing with the broom.
What's the pshat you do with the broom? What is it? Mishigas? What is it? Witchcraft? The answer is, in the time of Chazal, what were brooms made from? They were made from lulavim. And what do you do with the broom? You shake it. What does it say in the Torah when you shake it? Usimachtem lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. Person is zoicha to marry off his last child. A person's children are his parents. Ulekachtem lechem b'yom adishon pri eitz hodar. The kinderlacha, the pri eitz hodar. The kapo is tzimonim anaf eitz ovois v'arvei nochal. Usimachtem. When you shake it, this is an inyan of simcha. So by the chasna, you take a broom. What's a broom? In time of Chazal, there's only one broom. Brooms are made from lulavim. And you go and you shake it. You shake it as a way to be makir. HaKadosh HaTorah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he gave you peros. And uzoichet to sinachas, to marry them off. And that's what you're doing. You're being merameis by taking the broom, which really is the lulav, and you're expressing a special dark from smachtem lefnei Hashem Elokecha. Hear the word?
Very nice.
Weiter. Amen apab, da david ki chufya, like a broom. That's what it means, nifritzu. Ki chufya, nifridu. Then it says the Mishnah was completely separated. So you don't separate the bristles on the broom. You got to make sure to keep them intact. You have to do the parud, iparude. Rashi over here says, Roshehen nifrodim ka'anfei dekel. They're separate like the branch of a palm tree. They ain mitzumtzumim im hashedra. They're not mitzumtzum. They're out of line. They're out of whack. In other words, you can no longer, I guess what it means, you can no longer bring them back together. Aval milamata heim mechubadim bop. So he learns that they're still attached, but it's already, it's no longer synchronized. It's already out of the loop. Okay, do you have any good picture over here? No. I don't understand. Pay all this money for this book, and they don't even have the pictures that we really need. I can't believe this. Now he has a whole nipshavid. He all the different sudavki. That's not what we said in front of. No, they do have pictures. I take it back. They're not really showing you very much. Nifritsu, the avaki, chufia, they show you the leaves. You can basically, what he's saying is you can still take a rubber band and you can close them all back up. If you take out the rubber band, then it opens up. If it gets to the point where it's already nifridu, there's something it's already at the point beyond return. You can't any longer put the leaves back together. Rashi one more time. Different. Russian nifradim mikanfei dekav in mitzumsamim im hashedra avol milamata him lichmubadim ba. There's a lot of deacon over here. You're going to spend the whole day on this, going to all the different pictures and see everyone learns from the Gemara. I don't know what's going on. Just a little over my head. Okay, next Gemara. Next piece of Gemara. Next. Now we come to the famous Gemara. This is the Barvusta Sugi of the Tiyaymes. Here we go. Boy, up, up. Nechleko hatiyoymes mahu. Okay, now we come. Again, according to Rashi, we did not yet learn anything about the center leaf. We learned only about different shapes, different situations. We learned about the case of nistak. Nistak, according to Rashi, means, as the Gemara explains, it means where half the luluf goes in one direction and the other half of the luluf goes in a different direction, as if it has two shedwas. Now we come to halach l'maisa, because everything that we learned so far, I guarantee you, Baruch Hashem, Chasdei Hashem, in our day and age, Tov Shem Pei Beis coming up, will never get into the box. They'll never even bother putting it in the box if it has anything that we've learned. Now we're coming to the case where everyone is all worked up over. Nechleko hatiyomis mahu toshma. It says in the Braisa, nitla hatiyomis. If it's completely removed, puzzle. My laugh, the Gemara wants to make an assumption that if it's split, it's shokul, keneged, nitla. My laugh, who adin nechleka, split. Notice nechleka, not nistak. Loi, anything more? No, whoever told you that? Nitla, shiny, dochosala. The Gemara now introduced for the very first time, there's a din of choser by a lulav. Whoever said there's a choser by lulav? By Eshra, we know there's a choser. Whoever said this chasa by lulav, if you are missing one of the branches on the lulav, you have the lulav, and somehow it gets caught somewhere, one of the branches, did you ever hear someone's going to tell you the lulav is possible? If you take off some of that stuff, that fluffy stuff that grows along it, did you ever hear someone tell you that it's possible? Why don't you say it's possible? It's chasa. I never ever heard someone tell you we have the hadas and the aravas. If one of the hadassim, the leaves fall off, it's still kosher, as long as you have roif. Even the aravas, that's a little more scary. If the leaves of the aravas fall off, you have less room to be makel in those cases. But you never heard of such a thing. The din choser is a din that is miyuchad to the esrog, not to the lulav, not to the hadassim and the aravas. So why is the Gemara coming along and saying now there's a din of choser? Now, Bechlau, why Taka is there a din of chasa by the Esra? Why Taka? Where does that come from? So, what is the answer? I'm assuming it's because of Hodar. But yesterday we learned Lulav Hayavesh is possible. Why? Chasa. Because it's Hodar. Hodar. Wasn't that the Sugya of the Gemara yesterday? If it's Yavesh, Yavesh is Toloi in Yavesh is that I don't remember anymore. That was the Gemara was mafal back and forth. Is there a din machlok Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan? Is there a din? Is there a din of hadar by a lulav ad kdei kach, so that there should be a din that if it's yavesh, it's possible. Midin, it's lacking hadar. So over here, the Gemara is saying a tremendous chiddush. Is that nit no lo nech lo nit lo shayn the hachosar le? My high. Now the answer is very simple. Answer: there are two types of choser. There's a din choser, felt ois you're missing hodar. But even if you do not need hodar, if you're missing something so significant, it's a baal mum. The Gemara just finished saying that it's a baal mum. You have a carbon. If the carbon is missing a leg, is missing an arm, it's possible, it's a baal mum. Let's say the carbon is not missing anything, but it's ugly. It's not a beautiful animal. It's not going to win a prize for being the most beautiful animal. It's kosher. Oh, but it's not so new, so it's not hadar. Where does it say? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that you have to have an animal that's hadar. Okay, so it just cannot be outright insulting, but defective. But there's no din hodar, but yet when it comes to an animal, if it's mechusar eiver, then it's possible. We didn't baal mum. The Gemara of this week's parasha, parasha shoiftim. What does it say in this week's parasha? It talks about baal mum in this week's parasha? Yeah, this week's parasha shoiftim. Wow.
Yep. Mom, and then it says kol davara. Rashi says it's tickle.
Rashi's what?
Rashi says mum, and then it says kol davara. And the question is, if it says kol davara, then what does it have to say mum? Yesh b'chalam asayim mana.
Yeah.
Right? So Rashi says kol davara is going to refer to pickle.
Pickle. Oh, yeah, pickle's b'machshava. Pickle's b'machshava. Chutz l'zman. Okay, so over here, this has to be the Pshavah Gemara. There are two types of choser. There's a din choser that's a chelik of hodar, and there's a din choser, a din of a baal mum. When the Gemara mentioned before that lulav does not necessarily have a din hodar. Even though it doesn't have a din hodar, but there's a din of a baal mum. And if it's missing something significant, like an animal is missing a leg or an arm, it's a baal mum. That's what the Gemara here means. The Gemara says nidlat yomis is possible. It's not because it's dafka when it's nidla, because then it's choser vidin baal mum. But if it's nechlak, then who says that's a shal? Nechlak gives my tashma dem Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yishuv Levi nidlat yomis possible. My love, who are in Nechlaka, loy, nidla shiny, to a chosala, igdemisam say, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, I'm living, Nechlat yemis nase. This is talk how he passed on Lachal Maisa. This is where the Oizayin, the weapon appears right on the side of the Gemara. This is Shulchan Aruch, code of law. And that's why all the Haredim in the stores, they're holding loops to look at the top of the, to go look at the top of the Lulav to see if it's Nechlika. Nechlika atyomis nase kimisha nidla. It's as if, now here's a tremendous chiddush. It's saying that it's choser. The Gemara just defined one moment ago that nidla hatyomis, it's choser. And now the Gemara is saying that if it's nechlika, it's ki'ilu, it's choser. What kind of choser? A baal mum. So in other words, this is a very significant defect in a lulav. All of these guys are looking to make sure that the lulav. So what's the big deal? So your lulav is split on the top. What's the big deal? The big deal is this makes the lulav into a baal mum. And if it's a baal mum, it's possible. You can have the most beautiful animal. You'll be the most beautiful animal. If the animal is a baal mum, it's possible. It's not just a lack of hodar. It's a lack of a baal mum. When it comes to an esroik and you're looking over here to go and make sure every little dot, you know, every little teeny thing, there you're trying to achieve hodar. When you're looking at your lulav and you're trying to make sure that it's not nista, that it's not nechlechat yomes, there you're concerned about something more fundamental, a din of choser. What kind of choser? A choser of a din bal mum. So it turns out that you should really be more makbid on your lulav than on your esrog. Because on your esrog, what are you trying to achieve? Spending a lot of money, a lot of time on the esrog, you're trying to achieve a naya darga of hodar. On your lulav, the better the lulav is, the more connected it is on top, the more it's not a balmum. A balmum is ma'akev in a karban. Hodar is not ma'akev in a karban. So l'chari, you should be more focused on a better lulav than on an esrog. You know what I'm trying to say? Rabbi Shaul, you hear me?
Yeah, I'm saying why. Not why.
You hear what I just said?
I know what you said. I mean, but the Torah does not talk about that.
What do you mean? The Torah says you take four minim. The Gemara Lamaskana comes out and there's no din. The Gemara Lamaskana says there's no din hodah by a lulav. There's no din hodah by a lulav. So what's the problem with the lulav? The only problem with the lulav is the nidla hatiyomis. Nidla hatiyomis is possible. The Gemara says, why is nidla hatiyomis possible? Define the reason why it's possible. It's because it's choser. The Gemara says, choser? Yes, they would have choser l'chor is a din in hidur. Right? Isn't that what din of choser by an esrog is? If you have an esrog, it's missing something, it's in of hidur. So you're going to tell me now that when it comes to lulav, there's no din hidur. You can't say that by a lulav. A lulav, there is no din hidur by a lulav. Well, the kachlan creates hodar. Hodar is only by an esrog, not by a v'horaya. A lulav ayovish. A lulav that's dry. It's kosher. Oh, but it has to din. There's no din hidur. Hidur is only by a lulav. It's not a din by an esrog, not by a lulav. So if the din of choser is a din of hidur, then we have a kasha. The Gemara doesn't make any sense. So what is then the answer? Well, the Gemara said a few moments ago, the Gemara gave human characteristics to the lulav, and the Gemara said the lulav is a shedra. The Gemara says that if the shedra, something is wrong with the shedra, it's a bal mum. The shedra is the ikur chiyus of the animal. The shedra is the ikur chiyus of a human being. If there's a defect in the shedra, the person doesn't exist, the animal doesn't exist. And the Gemara said explicitly the shedra of the lulav, that part of the lulav is not just tam, it's the shedra. And the Gemara says the words, l'may nafkamina, if something is wrong, it's a baal mum. An animal that's a baal mum is possible. Now, when the Gemara says, when it says here that the nidl hatiyomis, it's possible because of choser, it doesn't mean a choser of hidur, it means a choser of it being a baal mum, like by a karban. A carbon, there's no din hider by a carbon. By a carbon, there's a din of a baal mum by a carbon. There's no din hider. Hider, yeah, you have a nice animal, but it's not a special din of hider. Esrog is a special din of hider. An animal has no special din of hider. There's a din of it being a baal mum. So now, it comes down now. Now look at the difference. On esrog, you mak, but you pay more money for an esrog in order that it should be hodder. A lulav, you pay more money for what purpose? You pay more money for a lulav that it should not be choser. The mile of having a tiyoymes that is sholem is a new darga of guaranteeing that your lulav is not a baal mum. So there's hidur and there's a baal mum. Between those two halachas, which one is more chomor? Beyond a shadow of a doubt, a baal mum is more chomor. You have many pesukim, the whole Torah talking about a baal mum. So what is the more kedai to be medaktik on? If someone gives you a set, and these are your options. Either you take this esrog, and this esrog comes with this lulav. This is the way it is. No choices. Communism. This is the way it goes. If you take this esrog, you get this lulav. If you take this lulav, you get this esrog. So if you're going to take this esrog, that's mamish mulchudar, ad ma'od, but you have a shvach lulav. The lulav is lacking, it can be a balmum. And that's ma'akev. On the other hand, let's say you get a lulav that is perfect as can possibly be, but the esrog is not going to be so mechudar, so the hidur is not ma'akev, but the baal mum is ma'akev. And yet in the Velt, what's the most important thing? In the Velt, you know what the most important thing is? It's not the esrog, it's not the lulav, it's not the aravos, it's not the hadasim, it's the esrog box. That's the most important thing. You have to make sure on the table in shul you have the nicest esrog box.
There you go, sure.
Weiter the Gemara. So here, this is Lama Shavua we're learning over here about the esrog love, the din of chas, the balmum. I'm sure the middle of the Yom's day asking me to not look at Yom's apostle. Weiter. Rabbi Yehuda really says, Tile on the Brisa. Rabbi Yehuda, I marry me, Shum, Rabbi Tarfin, Kapois, to one of Kapois. Now, what's really going on? Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah is going on what? Yagden l'mala. You're supposed to tie it on the top. Igut. You're supposed to put around the lulav three rings. How many rings you put around your lulav? Ve'erastich lili oylam. Ve'erastich li b'tzedek of a mishpat of a chesed of a rachamim. Ve'erastich li b'amun of yodatas Hashem. You're supposed to put three rings. Right?
Yep.
How many rings do you put on your lulav? How many rings does the... Three rings on the lulav. Three rings. Kineged ve'erastach li'lulav ve'erastach li'lulav. Three rings. Three rings. Who says, Rabbi Yehuda says this? Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda says, Misham Rishon, Tavim Kapos, Tavim Kapos, Tavim Kofos. Al tikere kapos. Kapos means a branch. Don't translate it as a branch. Rather, translate it as kapus means tied. Tie it up. Tie a branch around the lulav to bind it together, kapus. If it was part, it was separate, you shall tie it down. Someone once asked me, why is it you go into shul, over there on Kodesh, and the Sifrei Torah are chained down to the wall as if they're terrorists in Guantanamo Bay? What kind of derech eretz is that? You open up the Aron HaKodesh, and the Sifrei Torah, they're chained down like terrorists. That's not the way you treat Sifrei Torah. You chain it down with like a terrorist. The Sifrei Torah should be munach, derech kavod. You should make the Aron HaKodesh wide, big, comfortable, spacious. And the Sifrei Torah should be able to be rested al makoymai bishalayim. Yonuchu al mishkavoi b'sholayim. No chains and ropes and these strange things. These are not prisoners of war. It's good kasha.
Interesting.
Rabbi Gissinger, I think I'm a Gissinger in Lakewood. He asked this kasha. You know what he did? Zecharim Levracha. You know what he did? He had in his shul. You wouldn't even know. You look any other Aron Kodesh when you open up the Poroiches. There were two French doors, from top to bottom. You open up the French doors, you go into a room. There was a chandelier. There were marble tiles. And the inside, there were the most beautiful, like bookcase shelves and walls with wood and marble. And the Sifrei Torah were put on these shelves, standing up, with the gres to cover it. That was the Aron Kodesh in his shul. In his shul, they didn't take the Sifrei Torah and treat them like prisoners of war, hold them down with chains and ropes. You walk into the Aron Kodesh, you walk like a room, you walk into the Aron Kodesh with French doors, chandelier, and he said that the Aron Kodesh has the status of Eretz Yisrael. And a person needs an Eis Rotzer, he needs to be mispalel to Hashem for something very important. So people, they would run to Eretz Yisrael, to the coast. Go right here in the shul. People would come from all over Lakewood, they would come to his shul, and they would go into the Aron HaKodesh and daven. Could be at a shtender in there. They had a shtender in there. They would go into the Aron HaKodesh and daven. Because the Aron HaKodesh has the status of Eretz Yisrael. And in the Aron HaKodesh, you have a chandelier, you have a floor with tiles, and the Sifrei Torah are put on the most beautiful bookcases, like in people's homes, in their buffet, they have their menorah, and their leichter, and their megillah. Did you ever go to someone's house and see the person's Hanukkah menorah is chained down with ropes and chains in the buffet and their dining room? You never saw that. You don't do that to the menorah. You treat it with derech kavod, you put it in your buffet, nice, beautiful. So why are our Sifrei Torah treated in such an unpleasant way? Would you want someone to take you and to tie you down like that? Weiter. We have actually in the art scroll book this biography, they have a picture of Yoron HaKodesh. They have a picture of Yoron HaKodesh. I'm telling you, when I saw this, it blew my mind. I was in a daze when I saw this and I read what it said. Everything I told you I read there, I was just blown away. It's like, it's so super simple. And yet it goes to show how much we totally missed the boat. So poshut. Weiter. Tanya Rebbe Mishra Rutavn. Kapos Tvam. Kofos. Im Hoye Pol Yikavtenu. Omale. Omale Vila Rav Ashi. Mimai Dachai Kapos Tvam. The love of who? How do you know what Kapos Tvam means? Referring to the love of Dilma. How do you know? Kapos Tvam. The love of who? Eimo. Charusa Bi'ino. Bi'ino. Charusa Bi'ino Kofos Vileka. Now what is it going to say Rashi? Rashi over here says, Rashi over here says, Chodusa onof hadekel, the branch of the palm tree, mishin miskasha shtei shonu v'sholosh, v'yoytzim bo lulavim, harbe, and shoots out many lulavim, shenoshu aleihem, v'niskashu gam heim v'naso eitz, they become hard, v'zeh poin ilikan, ka'anfei shor ilonis. So he says in the kasha, when it says in the pasuk, kapos tamam, whoever told that it means the kapos, it means the actual branch itself. Maybe it means the side branches. Whoever told you what kapos means, the center shaft of the palm tree. Maybe the kapos means like the leaves of the palm trees. Nachmo, how do you know back the kapos tamadim? How do you know the Torah's kapos means the lulavo, who means the center branch of a lulav tree, of a palm tree? Eimo chodusa. Maybe it means the side branches. Now, we really need to see an illustration of a palm tree to get appreciated what this means. Let me see another picture over here. A picture over here to appreciate these words of the Gemara. Whoever says, okay, here in the Latin Yomes, Eima Charus, okay, I have a picture over here. Eima, it is Onof Adekel Mishniskoshe, Shte Shonim Mishalish, Yetzim Boy Lovim, Harbe, Shinoshu Olim Niskoshe, Gam Heim Benasu, Eitz Zepon Lakan, 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 I think what it means to say over here, I think what it means to say is it means don't, when we take today our branches of a lulav before they sprout, before they separate, if you were to allow what the lulavim that we use for our mitzvah to remain on the tree for 2 years or 3 years, they would branch out and become what looks like a broom. So what we basically take every year for our mitzvah is we take what grows that year. It's fresh. It's what grows that year. It's the blossom, the spurt that came out from the within this year, and that means it's a stick, and this stick has a lot of branches, but they have not yet opened up. They have not yet spread out. They're right now in its incipient stage where they're all clustered, they're all gathered around the spine. If we were to leave it for a year or two, for 2 or 3 years, it would open up and spread. Yafutsu mainoischo hachutsa. So who says that what it says in the Talmud of Kabbalah means you should go take the what we do, what grows within 1 year when it's a stick and has the different branches, the different branches all surrounding the center of the shedra. Maybe with the Torah wants from us that we should go take. We should wait 2-3 years and take this grois zach. It's grace, it's zach that came out of the tree, and we should go use that for the mitzvah of dalad minim. That's the Morris kasha. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Rabbi Rav Ashi, be my dahech kapos tamanin kapos to the lovu ema chorusa." The second, third year, the Gemara says no, because it says kapos is mashma kofus. Al tigri kapos el kofus. You have to be able to go and all to be able to be bound together. You can only bind it together when it's within its first year, because then all of the branches they center around the center shedra. Beino kofus v'leka. Frektig mar ve'em. Maybe it's ufta. Maybe the Torah warns we should take ufta. And what is ufta? Ufta is the dead stuff. But we are in the picture that showed the uftah, that it's the stuff. I have to really show you the picture. I can't explain this. The only way to show you is to show you the picture. Here it is. 1, 2, 3. Here's the ufta. Okay, I sent it. And then I'm going to send the next piece of Gemara. See, this, it shows you. I'll show you the picture from before. The picture from before is the. Okay, I send you all the pictures. Okay, the last picture I show you is the Harusa, which is the second, third year. And the other picture over here is the Ufta. The Ufta over here, he shows where the red line is. The bark. Maybe the kapis means the bark. And then the Gemara says, maybe it means the Ema, Tarte, to feed the Tamra. What's that? Tumorim Atzmam, Darkon Liyos, Harve Tuluyim, Yachad. Okay, those things they branch out, whatever those things are. I don't know how to describe it. In fact, the most didn't know the high cow didn't the love ufta. Maybe it's the bark. The Gemara says kafas, kapas, kapas, mash, that's the potential. There must be potential to tie together. Once already you trigger up, there's no potential. It's not going anywhere. The Eimo Kufra. Kufra is the next picture. Amabaya Darke Dirocheho Darche Noam. Its ways are ways of pleasantness. Wait a minute. It's not a living organism. The answer is it is a living organism. It is a living organism. We're giving it to the lulav humanistic characteristics, human characteristics. What's that called in English? Amorphism? Amorphism? Your wife will know this in a second. Am for something other than AM, the fancy word they taught us in high school, for the SAT. It's an SAT word. Amphonism? Fine. Dirachava diachem cholmisi vasecha shamksif. Amle rava, taisva'ar, as we say, rava does a little vino, the aima tarte. One goes to the day to take two lulavim, not one, tarde. The aim of tarde, kape, the time rate. Maybe you should take two. It says kapois, b'loshon rabin. The Gemara says, you're right. If there would have been a vav, then we would have taken two lulavim. Can you imagine? It would be hard enough to find in the store to be one lulav. You have to go buy two lulavim. But because it's spelled in the Torah without a vav, it's spelled without a vav, not kapois with a vav, but kapas. You only need to take one kapas ksev. V'yema chada. Why not take one branch? How about that? Why don't you just take one single branch? Take a little and pull off one branch, and that's enough. The Gemara says in chada. That's not called kapos, that's called a calf. That's called a calf, that's not called kapos. Okay? Now, this explains, I'll tell you an incredible drush now. What is Sukkos all about? Sukkos is the gemar of Yom Kippurim. What's the last thing you do in Yom Kippurim? You go back to take back the calf umachta. Right? What does the Kohen Gadol do when he finishes bringing the Ketores? You bring the Ketores, there is the calf, the spoon, and the machta is the shovel. He goes back into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to retrieve the calf and the machta. What's the calf? The calf is the lulav. Because each, says what Gemara says, the calf is the lulav. Because each single branch of the lulav is called a calf. And where is the machta? The machta has inside of it the coals. The machta is what produces fragrance. That's the esrog. The machta is connected. The esrog is connected. The machta, which produced the reach. The esrog is the reach toiv. So you have the lulav and the esrog. The lulav is made by the hadasim and the aravos because the calf has a yad. A calf has a yad and Why? But basically, you're taking two things. You're taking on sukkahs. You're taking the lulav and the esrog. The lulav is the kaf, and the esrog is the machta. Why is the esrog the machta? Because what was in the machta? The machta is what produced the reach and choyach, the keteres. The esrog is a pre that produces a reach toyach. Sukkah, when you shake the lulav and the esrog on sukkah, this is an extension of the kohen gadol going with naiv and lefrim to retrieve the kaf and the machta. You hear the word? You still with me? Like the idea about the bazinka dance? You're taking a broom is a lulav, and you're shaking the lulav to say to Hashem, Usamachtem lefnei Hashem b'lokeicha.
Thank you.